Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Here we go with the record-setting Wednesday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast-to-coast and border-to-border on Rural Radio XM 147 and Great American Hometown Radio Stations. We're in a zone here where it's kind of like watching your favorite sports team go for an undefeated season. As the numbers come in from reporting barns, the bar gets pushed higher and higher. I like it.
Exactly right.
We had what appears to be a new fat cattle record come in from Stockman's Livestock yesterday, and incredible digits from the sales at North Platte, Nebraska and Face, South Dakota. Tell you what, instead of watching the aviary at the Assisted Living Center while you're waiting for your feeding tractor to warm up, tune in to CattleUSA.com and watch the sales today at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, Tri-County Stockyards in Minnesota, Platte Livestock and Stockman's Livestock in Dakota South, and Wyoming's famous Torrington Livestock Market. You, my friend, will see 4 to 5 weight steers eclipse the $4 mark, I guarantee.
Guarantee.
What with 40 head of 1,500 20-pound fat heifers hitting 211 in Yankton, South Dakota yesterday, it made them all the more valuable to feeders.
Watch the drama unfold at CattleUSA.com. Do it.
Do it.
No slouch yesterday at the CME either, either. Front month live cattle gained 37 cents at $195.57. A draft of 1,600 20-pound steers sold for a barn and possibly national record-setting $212.50. Whoa, do the math on that and then insert gulp here. Gen feeders gained 210 to a lofty 268.40, which is just under the all-time high set a few days ago. March Kievs hit 267.92, a bump of 237. That's Jim Dandy, but here's the numbers rolling in from the big feeder sale at North Platte Stockyards. 76 head of 610-pound char heifers boomed to 299.50. The Arnsdorf clan had 105 head of 815-pound black steers crush it at 282.50. 712-pounders went north of 306. Pinch yourself, cattlemen and women. It's big sale Thursday forthcoming at Presho Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Stockmans of Dickinson, North Dakota, and Napoleon Nodak. Watch a record book burn at CattleUSA.com or be in the seats at one of these fine barns. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying thanks for listening, folks.
This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moorridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Presho Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Upstream Ranch of Taylor, Nebraska will be holding their annual production sale on Saturday, February 1st. Selling 360 Age Advantage, torn and pulled Hereford Black Angus and Red Angus bulls along with 50 bred heifers. Cattlemen use Upstream Hereford bulls to maximize heterosis, performance, and profitability. Upstream Herefords originated in the early 1900s and features the largest selection of Hereford bulls in the nation, plus a breeding season guarantee, volume discounts, and free delivery. Go to upstreamcattle.com for more information.